fighting for America.
Learning doesn't have to be painful. It can be fun. And if you can get students that are not excited about school excited and make what you're doing fun, make it relevant to them, then they're going to catch on. They're going to have those aha moments.
Fighting for Idaho.
Some of the stuff we see in education on the news is on the negative side. For every negative article there is about funding and levies and what have you, there are great things that go on in every school and in every classroom. And there are a lot of teachers who put a lot of hard work into what they do.
Fighting for you.
Our focus is on student learning. How are we as a teacher, as an educator, ensuring that kids are learning?
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning. On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, promoting our schools, securing our future. Joining us now is Linda Patchlin. She is a retired homeschool mom, four graduates, director of the Christian Homeschoolers of Idaho State. Linda, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So what is the homeschool lifestyle like? It seems like a lifestyle, really.
It really is a lifestyle. It's really different for everyone because everyone has a different number of children and a different way of approaching what they do with them.
Okay, why don't we expand a little bit on that? That's easier said than done.
It is.
How did you get through it?
Oh, boy. One day at a time.
Right.
I started out because of radio, actually. I heard a broadcast that was on Focus on the Family in the early 80s, Dr. Raymond Moore, and it inspired me to homeschool my kids. I just had a baby at the time, my first baby, and just continued on through all four of them, through all the way through high school.
And what are they doing now?
I have one living in India. He started his own tech firm in India. And I have a daughter who's a college graduate and working. And one son in law school and one that's still in college.
Well, it's amazing when you consider the amount of success that you've had. And when we take a look at homeschooling, why do you think that is? I mean, we hear about these kids that are homeschooled and they go on to achieve a lot.
Well, at the heart of it, homeschooling is private tutoring, and it's private tutoring with the teacher who loves you more than anyone else on earth. And I think that's probably why it's so successful.
Well, what about your organization? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Choice is a state organization, and we provide an annual convention for homeschool parents. We bring in speakers from around the world and curriculum providers. And then we also publish a magazine four times a year that goes out free to any homeschool families that are interested in it. And we also have a bunch of different e-newsletters and Facebook and just many ways of promoting and encouraging families that want to homeschool.
Well, what's the biggest challenge of homeschooling?
Oh, boy, probably really for me it was staying motivated, because when you have more than one child, you tend to do the same thing for each one of them, and that isn't necessarily what's best for each one of them. So educating myself, staying on top of what was working for each one of them and what I needed to change.
And how did you evolve over time?
Well, I was probably one of the early Idaho homeschoolers. And I'm not even really positive it was legal when I started.
What do you mean legal?
Well, there was a time in Idaho when homeschool families were jailed, actually. And so in the early days of homeschooling, we kind of flew under the radar a little bit. And so it's turned out now it's very legal and very all over the world and very popular.
You were committed so much to homeschooling your kids that you would risk going to jail?
You know, at the time, I would have. I felt very strongly that that I wanted to be the one to raise them and share my values with them.
Right. Fair enough. Anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Just that if parents are interested in homeschooling, we have an annual convention. It'll be in June, and We offer a couple of different free options if parents are interested. If their oldest child is 5 or under, they can come to the convention for free and learn more about homeschooling. We have actually a whole track for early learners. We have a workshop every hour for early learners, encouraging preschool parents to come and just give it a shot, give it a try, and see if you like it.
Bright, would you do it any different?
I would do it again in a heartbeat. I loved every minute of it.
All right, Linda, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, it is 10 after 8, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Our top story of the day, two of them. Apparently, it looks like the Airbus crash was deliberate. Let's take a listen.
The local prosecutor, Bryce Robban, saying analysis of the recorder has revealed normal conversations between the pilot and co-pilot as the flight began. Then the pilot leaves the cockpit, perhaps to use the bathroom, and the co-pilot refuses to let him back in, even as he pounds on the door. Prosecutors saying the co-pilot appears to be conscious and breathing normally as he puts the jet into a descent, and he doesn't say a word for the rest of the recording. He's been named as 28-year-old Andreas Lubitz with the airline Germanwings for about 18 months, prosecutors saying he's not known to have links to any terrorist group. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
There we have it. So now we know, apparently, that the co-pilot wanted to deliberately crash the plane. This has huge ramifications. Yesterday, we were talking to our friend, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, about this issue, about this very issue of what caused the plane crash. We didn't think that it was terrorism. The guy has no links to terrorist groups. And yet now, prosecutor says he did it deliberately. Can you imagine being that pilot trying to get back into the cockpit to save the plane? And it didn't happen. All those lives lost for absolutely nothing. This is the challenge. This is the evilness that we're up against. In addition to that, the world continues to go back and forth on what should happen to Bo Bergdahl, which is where we are with you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
Article 99 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command, unit, or place, carries a maximum potential penalty of a dishonorable discharge, reduction to the rank of E1, total forfeiture of all pay and allowances, and possible confinement for life.
We go to our emails, and you can always follow me on Twitter at Kevin Miller Show. Also, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. This is from Martha. Kevin, since you're asking for opinions or votes, I would suggest mercy for Bo, as benefits a Christian nation. Yes, we are. 5 years in prison and a dishonorable discharge, stripping him of all benefits, money and otherwise. Let him strive to make a living in this nation he has betrayed. You're welcome. Well, thank you for that, Martha. And remember the big event where we had the president, we had the press conference here, the news conference, where people were saying it was a great day. And for all of us that believed in Bo, we were happy to have him home. I think a lot of us still are. But you have folks that believe that Sergeant Bergdahl should spend the rest of his life in prison. Dishonorably discharged, you have people that have said, most notably, and this will come out in the hearing, that lives were lost trying to find him.
But then he walked away in the middle of Afghanistan on the farthest front lines you could be on to go seek out the Taliban.
You feel that was an affront to you, that to say that his service was with honor?
I mean,
and distinction.
It's saying that that's honorable, saying that walking away, and whatever his agenda was in trying to connect with the Taliban, explain to me how that's honorable.
Seem to be trying to predate it.
I mean, that's spitting in the face to everyone who deployed, came back.
That's every service. It goes for every service member.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not even us or his company, every single person that was in the military.
Well, what do you make of these reports?
Then you have the comments of State Representative Christy Perry, who says 5 years in the prison of being beaten, of being put in a metal box is enough. She should, Bo Bergdahl should be, well, allowed to go home to Haley, Idaho. Your thoughts at 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
We're so much like Afghanistan. I wish I could write a book about that. Our character is a lot alike. The mountain, desert environment breeds tough people. People who know how to farm here and make a living, and it's hard, but it makes you tough. And it does, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you tougher.
Let's go to John in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, John.
Yeah, Kevin, I haven't heard anybody bring up this point yet, but when you think one of our soldiers is brought back, released from prison, to come back to now possibly face life in prison, five of the Taliban leaders were set free to total freedom, and who's going to be responsible if they go and kill or cause a killing, those five men? Who made this decision, and what's going to be their punishment if those five Taliban leaders join the group and start up their terrorism again?
Well, you would have to believe that the president would be responsible, right?
Yeah, yeah, you would think so. But he's, I think Teflon is not even close to the material he's made out of. So thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, John. We appreciate your call. Thank you for listening. We go to Clara in Boise with Kevin Miller in the morning at 580KIDO. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I was just thinking about how Bo Bergdahl's actions have caused the deaths of many people. Letting those five generals, equivalent generals, go from Guantanamo back home to direct troops again against our people fighting over there. And many of those people have undoubtedly been killed, and innocent people blown up and their lives gone. All lead back to Bo Bergdahl, the swap of five people who are so high in rank and knowledge of warfare and everything. They equal generals, I'm told, that we have on the Joint Chiefs of Staff for our entire country. And then Bo got six of his comrades, unit people, I don't know the correct terminology, killed, hunting for him. So Bo Bergdahl, to me, is guilty of murder, as well as being a traitor and a deserter. But maybe I'm too severe, but that's how I feel, and I think we've gotten to be a bunch of wimps in this country, and where we cringe at the thought of somebody facing the penalty of death for horrendous murders and things. And oh, it was so painful. It was painful for those people. They lost their lives. 5 years, we don't know he suffered at all. Maybe they put him in there one day for some fun for a couple hours. But he went over to the other side willingly. And I think he had a pretty nice life over there for most of the time. Sure, they probably looked at him occasionally out the corner of their eyes, like, is he really converted to, has he really converted to Islam? Well, I think he left a message in a letter, and he pretty well stated his intentions. So that's pretty much all I have to say.
Clara, thank you for listening, and thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
We're so much like Afghanistan. I wish I could write a book about that. Our character is a lot alike. The mountain, desert environment breeds tough people. People who know how to farm here and make a living, and it's hard, but it makes you tough. And it does, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you tougher.
If you don't have time to call in, you can go to our website, 580kido.com. What should happen to Bo Bergdahl? We've got life in the brig, lose all his pay and reduction in rank, 5 years in the big house, or nothing. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Give us a call now at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller with you here on this Thursday morning, promoting our schools, securing our future. Time for traffic
now. Promote our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union and Chick-fil-A. Now, back to Kevin Miller and the Christian Homeschoolers of Idaho State on 580-KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
But then he walked away in the middle of Afghanistan, on the farthest front lines you could be on, to go seek out the Taliban.
You feel that was an affront to you, that to say that his service was with honor,
I mean,
and distinction?
It's saying that that's honorable, saying that walking away, and whatever his agenda was in trying to connect with the Taliban, explain to me how that's honorable.
They seem to be trying to predate it.
I mean, that's spitting in the face to everyone who deployed, came back.
That's every service member.
Yeah. Not even us or his company. Every single person who's in the military.
Well, what do you make of these reports?
There we have it. The fallout continuing over the charging of Bo Bergdahl. Could get 5 years, could get nothing, could get life in prison. We are taking your phone calls at 580kido.com. By the way, we also have a poll up. We'd love for you to vote at 580kido.com. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Matt in Boise at 580kido. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, you know, I have two grandfathers that fought. One fought in World War II as a Marine, and the other fought in Korea as an Army private. And I tell you what, I was raised that it was your duty, it was a patriotic honor to serve for your country. And to just walk away like that, that makes no sense. I mean, it's not like we have a draft right now or something, you know. These men decided to go, you know. And if he was fed up with our army or something, he should have talked to, you know, his supervisors and tried to get out, you know.
Well, he went to his supervisor, and his supervisor said, leave your weapon and blah, blah, blah. That's what a lot of folks, Matt, seem to forget, that he did say, I want to leave, and the guy said, go ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's crazy. But still, I mean, he should definitely get the max. I mean, desertion, and to me, that's traitorous to me. But
well, we'll see how it plays out. What about the thought of, so you believe he should get life in prison?
Well, I'm not sure life in
prison.
That's the max. But I believe he should get the max. I think that's, what did it say, 5 years or something?
No. That's for desertion. But he's charged with misbehaving with the enemy, which sounds like being put in a corner. I'm sure it's much more serious than that, Matt. But that's a maximum of life in confinement. Confinement to life.
Yeah, I wouldn't say life, but I would definitely give him some years for sure, because desertion, that's a big thing. And if it comes out later that he did cooperate and give information up about us, then yes, I do believe he should get life, because that's traitorous, you know.
Matt, thank you for listening to 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. We continue on. We go to Ronnelly in Napa. Good morning.
Well, it is going to be a lovely morning, great weather and all that stuff. My question has been, did we ever hear a report of if or when Bergdahl ever spoke to his family? I just remember in the news they pointed out that he refused to visit with them or to speak to them. And I never heard any follow-up on that, which I found that extremely peculiar. I just wondered what in the world was going on with that deal. And then just a little historical type thing, you know, in the old Civil War, if they deserted, they were hung or shot immediately, you know, with the guys from their own fighting units. They would get them and they would execute them on the spot, to heck with court-martials and whatever. So just, we have certainly evolved where desertion gets a maximum of 5 years. Oh, my gosh, that just shocked me.
Well, maximum of life, minimum of 5 years. Maximum is...
Well, but the desertion, as I heard it
right
in the news, was simply 5 years. So the desertion part, I just found really surprising. But anyway, that's my comment. I just would really love to know if or when he ever did speak to his family and what was going on with that situation.
I believe he talked to him on the phone.
Did he?
Yeah.
I had not heard the report, so I was just curious.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
I guess.
Ah!
Hey, well, you have a great day.
Thank you. Our friend Ronald Lee. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. We go to our old friend, this is like old home day, Beth in Parma, with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
How you been?
I have been very busy.
I've missed you. Did you think that I wouldn't remember you? It's good to have you back.
I did. I was wondering if you'd remember me.
Oh, yes.
I happen to believe the people who are saying we should show Bo Bergdahl mercy, the military is showing him mercy by not having the death penalty on the table. Six men died as a direct cause of his actions. Therefore, he shouldn't face life in prison.
Okay. What should
That's
he face?
That's how I feel about it. He should face life in prison. That's if he is convicted of these charges, he should get life in prison. That's my opinion. As an Army brat who grew up on military bases, surrounded by men who honorably served their duty and fulfilled their contract, we fulfilled our contract by bringing him home. I don't even think we should have done that. He willingly walked into the arms of the enemy. He made his bed, he should have lied in it. Now he can lie in it over here.
Beth, don't be a stranger. I know you're busy.
All righty.
Thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning talking about the Bo Bergdahl situation. By the way, you can always vote at 580KIDO.com. We go to Linda in Meridian. Good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller. Hello, Linda.
Good morning, Kevin. I just wondered what happened to personal responsibility.
Mm.
Bo Bergdahl made choices. He chose to go to the Taliban. He lived these 5 years there, probably in hell, and he was returned home. And I am grateful that we retrieved him from there. I'm not sure we should have traded five people, or 11, as it sounds. But I do believe he should be responsible for his actions. And he was responsible as he went into the Taliban, and he stayed there the 5 years, and now he should be responsible to the United States of America. And I believe he should be punished according to what most people are being punished for a dishonorable discharge.
Linda,
and I do not know what that is.
Well, there are various ways to do that. Linda, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. We appreciate it. Kevin Miller in the morning, 8:33, promoting our school, securing our future. We go to Jim in Star at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Millie, great show. Thanks for what you're doing, as always. This Bergdahl deal, first of all, I think if you remember right, a long time ago, I said that Bergdahl's dad was a Islamic sympathizer, probably a Muslim convert himself. He reminds me of like Idaho's own Cat Stevens, and he's a total loser. I hope the wife has left and found a man that actually is a man and not some, you know, Muslim lover. And the second thing I want to say is, Kevin, you know what? After yesterday and watching this another plane go down with great suspicion, by the way, do you know the name of the co-pilot yet? Has that been released?
It has.
Okay, what's the name?
Would you like me to get it for you?
That'd be great.
Should I do some research for you here? You're actually going to make me work here this morning?
Well,
didn't
you
just call in for an opinion? Or is this Andreas Lubitz, 28?
No, you know everything, so that's why I asked you. No, you do. I mean, you're on top of it. But listen, all joking aside, Millie, I mean, I talked to a couple friends yesterday, and they're good patriotic people. They love this country. They do the right thing every single day that they wake up. And they're making comments like, oh, you know, it's coming. The revolution's coming. We gotta, you know, bear arms. We gotta buy more ammunition. And you know what? I'm all for being prepared, Kevin, but oh, man, as I take a deep breath just to calm down, it's like we can go buy as many guns as we want. We can load our closets and our garages full of extra ammunition. It's not stopping the problem of this influx of Muslims that hate America, that will not assimilate to our culture and think we're the infidel. They've destroyed Europe. They've destroyed France. I've had friends that have moved from England that I know personally that say that England is a joke. Ireland, the same thing, and we're letting it happen here, and our own liberal idiots in Boise are bringing these people in because we're a sanctuary state. Kevin, we have to do something. You have to help mobilize us and help us stop this idiotic idea and this behavior, because it's going to be us too. Don't think that they're not here. Just had a friend call the FBI on two suspected terrorists that were in a store in Meridian, Idaho, and when a commercial airliner flew over the parking lot 3 days ago, they pointed at the airliner and pretended they had RPGs on their shoulders and laughed and talked in Arabic. So the tapes have been given to the FBI, and these scumbags will hopefully be apprehended. It's bad news, Kevin, and everyone's got their heads up their butt. I'm really serious. We got to wake up, and you have to help us.
Jim from Star, thank you.
Yeah, what's his name?
I said it to you already.
What,
you weren't,
Omar?
Wait a minute. After all that, you weren't listening.
I didn't hear it.
I told you. Andreas Lubitz.
Uh huh.
Thank
what
you.
What else to tell you about the guy?
It's time for you to go.
Kevin, help us, man. It's bad times.
Jim from Star, thank you. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Please open your textbooks and we'll get started.
Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union and Chick-fil-A.
I love my teacher.
Now, back to Kevin Miller and the Christian homeschoolers of Idaho State on 580KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Ring, ring goes the bell.
And coming up, we'll get to Ann, we'll get to pro-life and your phone calls at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, but we continue to salute our educators, salute our teachers, and certainly education is in the news. We want to make sure that we cover every element and aspect of teaching. Homeschooling is certainly an important part about that here in the Gem State. Copper Webb with us, a homeschooling mom of four. Kids is aged 8 to 1. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You know, you're talking about me multitasking.
About
you multitasking with all these kids and all the education.
It is a lot of multitasking, but it's a lot of fun, and it's an honor and a privilege.
You know, how does one decide what your child will learn? Because there are so many choices.
There are so many choices, and really, parents know their children better than anyone. And so the great thing about homeschooling is you can tailor your education to your child's strengths to build them up and also to build up their weaknesses. So when evaluating curriculum, I look at my children individually.
How do you determine, between the classical education that we talk about and the digital, you know, just talking to you, you know, 10, 20, well, even more than that. When I was in school, we had these computer classes, and mm-hmm. it was MS-DOS, but today it's digital this, balancing between the digital and the concrete, if you will.
Well, that's a really good question. My children are young, so we keep their access to electronics limited. As we get older, I mean, that's something we'll certainly evaluate. But really, computers and are part of our lives, and, you know, there's wonderful resources available for learning online, and so we'll continue to look at those.
Right, because I was going to say, because you're a digital native, right? You grew up in the electronics age.
Sure.
Right, so again, that's something that we haven't asked this morning, though. You know, how much learning is electronic, how much isn't? And when we take a look at your specialty, you know, the early childhood behavior, what goes into that, balancing between, you know, being a mom and being a teacher? You know, when do you turn it off?
I'm sorry, when do I turn off the electronics or when do I turn off the teacher?
Teacher.
Well, being a teacher fits in with our lives completely. That's the great thing about homeschooling. For example, with my 5-year-old, when I'm, you know, teaching math skills, we can build it into everything that we're doing, such as setting the table. Okay, how many people are in our family? So how many plates do we need? You know, teaching one-on-one correspondence through what they're doing, through their play, through their activities. You know, with small children, it doesn't have to necessarily be, okay, it's school time, we're just in the school room, this is where we learn our facts, but we are able to incorporate learning into every part of our lives, into our play, into our work.
So you were homeschooled. Tell us, I guess going full circle, if you will.
Oh, well, I had a fabulous experience being homeschooled. I was homeschooled in Pocatello, Idaho, and graduated in 1999. And I felt like homeschooling prepared me very well for college and also for life in general. I was one of seven children who were homeschooled, and we all have chosen very different paths in lives. My older brother is a golf course superintendent, one of the top courses in Florida. I have a brother who's a lawyer. I have a sister who has her MFA in English. I have a brother who has a master's in economics. I have a brother who's getting his PhD in mathematics. I have my youngest brother is a plumber. Wide range of career choices and lifestyles, and we would all point to homeschooling and say it gave us a great basis for life, and it gave us the opportunity to pursue our passions at an earlier age. We didn't have to wait until we were graduated from high school to start pursuing career options. We could do that when we were in high school.
Is that the secret sauce, do you think, the of success of homeschooled kids?
It's definitely one of them. I think so.
All right. Talk a little bit about the magazine column that you write.
Choice, Christian Homeschoolers of Idaho State, puts out a free quarterly magazine. You can go to our website, choice.org, to sign up for the mailing list. I write a column called Bright Beginnings, and it's aimed towards parents of preschoolers and kindergartners, early learning. So we cover topics like that to help you be successful in the first stages of your homeschool.
Advice do you give and would you give to people that may be considering homeschooling their kids now?
Well, first, I would say be brave. And second, do your research.
What do you mean be brave?
Be brave. Well, there are many doubts that we could have. You know, I'm not qualified. I don't have a degree in teaching. But really, they're your children. You know them better than anyone else. And the commitment that you have to your children's success will qualify you. And then, so secondly, I say do your research. There's so many options and resources out there for home education. So really take time to look at what is available there and think, what do I want for my child, for my family? No homeschool looks the same because no family looks the same.
Copper, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. Let's go to Ann and Eagle. Ann, good morning.
Good morning. I just have an opinion about Bo Berglund and everybody saying what they feel that he should get.
Bo Bergdahl?
No.
Huh? Bo Bergdahl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bergdahl, sorry. Anyway, I feel like everybody's making these judgments, and we don't really know what happened in his situation, you know? So it just feel like, you know, we want to put him to death. People want to have him stay in prison for life. And we don't know what he actually went through. So before you make a judgment, maybe we should just hear him out. You know, maybe that's why he's going to go to this jury. And
right. What do you think?
What do I think?
What should happen?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the whole situation, so I can't make a judgment. You know? If he was selfish and acted in vain and just dropped his stuff and left and, you know, for his own selfish needs or whatever, then I think that the 5 years that he spent being tortured and, you know, whatever he went through with being held captive is a pretty damn good punishment. He's got to live with this stigma and this reputation the rest of his life. He's going to be condemned by so many people, you know.
Right.
I do think that he should spend some time behind bars to think about what he did.
Right.
You know, think about the situation. There should be some kind of punishment because lives were taken directly because of, you know, the situation. So, yeah, sometime. But I think that life and death is just, who are we to say that you should die?
And thank you for listening to 580KIDO.
Thank you.
All right. Steve in Nampa with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I appreciate Diane's remarks. That so far I've heard a lot of prejudgments. And without hearing anything but all that what's been played before the public as a manipulation possible. I remember when this was going on before, and I felt very much for him. I said, well, what are five Taliban's? Where's 20 cents on the, 20 cents on a Mexican dollar? Yes. But, Bergdahl, he's a dollar. But, and then the plus on what he added or multiplied or whatever. But I just got to get really ridiculous about a lot of things because I just get so embarrassed about the humility that I feel for Billy. God is very, very faithful, and I appreciate it. If justice will be played out for God's grace And aside from the Lambda, I think Berghoff can really be to expose some things that were really been manipulated in the public's eye. And I hate to see a scenario go with a lot of the same.
Right. Thank you. To Pro-Life. Pro-Life, good morning.
Yeah, you know, homeschool is a great thing. We married on the basis of homeschooling, and we have 8 children. We just have 1 left in homeschool. And we have a boy that we think he's gone through home university. He's about 24. He's a good writer and a farmer and a pretty smart guy. So, you know, there's not too many of the homeschooling people. They will avoid public education on the primary and secondary level, you know, high school level, because they want to protect their children, and then they send them to a public university, and that makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, is there a homeschooling university?
No, but there should be. I mean, why can't, if you graduate from homeschool, why can't you graduate from home university?
Good question. Thank you for the call. Time for traffic now.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm multitasking. So Tea Party Bob's calling in. I'm on the phone with him right now. And Tea Party Bob, hang on. We're out of time. But it is 43. Kevin Miller in the morning. 580 KIDO. Time for traffic. Oh, my goodness. That Tea Party Bob. GemstatePatriot.com to check him out. Check out our poll. We'd love to get your results, your thoughts. What should happen to Bo Bergdahl? Vote now at 580kido.com. And there's a brief, heartfelt blog that I share some of my experiences with you on our support for Bo Bergdahl. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.